May 10th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. And for our regular listeners, this is kind of a special. We've done two sets of podcasts this week, so timing may be a little bit out of sync, but appreciate Max and I both need the 17th off. Max is graduating that day and has a big project to work on to further his broadcasting career. And then, of course, I will be participating in the Food Pantry's annual Breakfast Club, their big fundraiser, and really proud to be a part of that as a board member of the Food Pantry. It was a very historic week, both locally and internationally. And it all started on Thursday morning when State Assemblyman Scott Allen, who represents most of Waukesha in the State House, announced his candidacy for the mayor of Waukesha. A big surprise for everybody, and since the election doesn't happen until April of 2026, some would say a rather early timing on the announcement. And but just a few hours later that day, I guess that local thunder was kind of taken away by the big news globally in Rome, and that it was at the announcement of our new Pope, Chicago-born Robert Francis Prevost, who will be known as Pope Leo XIV, and the first North American and the first United States citizen to be Pope, and also a dual citizen of Peru, where he spent many of his years as a missionary. And so that obviously very exciting news. It's also Mother's Day weekend. And as someone that I have no mothers to celebrate with here on earth anymore, except for my beautiful wife, Melissa, I've learned to appreciate that mothers can come in many forms. Our schools, for instance, the term alma mater means other mother in Latin. And so with this podcast, we are saying goodbye to a longtime mother of Waukesha, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee's at Waukesha. And to talk about that is their interim dean, Ron Gulata. Ron, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Terrific. And regular listeners may remember, Ron was on the radio show back in November to talk about a special event to celebrate the legacy of UWM Waukesha. And he also had a couple other guests. I believe that was Margaret Millspaugh, a former student and graduate, along with Ann Mitchell Moore, who is she's an instructor in the communication and theater arts area for the college. Did I get those correct, Ron?
Correct. Yes.
So, and back then we were talking about a great concept they had as a kind of a last hurrah, Corby's Last Roar. And Corby is the name of the mascot, if you will, the nickname. Was that a cougar?
Corby the Cougar. Yes.
Corby the Cougar. So, and this event takes place. It's right around the corner now on Thursday, May 22nd from 4 to 8 PM. And so it's a great time to talk about what's, I guess, as we're closer to the date, what are some of the things we can expect or that you've been nailed down, you know, since our talk in November?
Sure. So we've had a number of students and some staff and faculty members working on preparing a number of stations throughout the campus where the history will be told. And so we've had students who have been doing interviews with past staff, faculty, mm-hmm. and students. Getting their take on their years here and what the campus meant to them over the years. We've got slideshows to document the life of the campus as it transitioned over the decades. We'll have some live music and a place for folks to gather. There'll be opportunities at different times for groups of students to meet up with certain groups of former faculty and staff, little reunions.
Have fun.
Some of the old organizations over the decades will have certain reunion times where they can meet and chat, check in with past members of whatever that might be. Some of that goes back to the days when there was a radio station at Waukesha.
Nice.
Okay. WYRE.
Wow.
Very nice. And that had its own very tight-knit following of students and supporters and listeners. So that will happen. There was a routine event for a couple of decades called the Madrigal Dinners. So they right. will have a chance to catch up with each other and other organizations, clubs, and things. So those are some of the highlights of what we will have. Kind of an open house, wander around.
So all are invited. Place.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Terrific. Good. Good. And I apologize. How many years has the college been around?
So the college opened technically in 1966.
Okay.
The campus wasn't completed at that point. So they held their first semester's classes at what was then Mount Holyoke Seminary, which was in the building on county grounds in the mid, that recently was torn down. It was an old hotel back in the Springs days. Okay. So it was the old Human Services building
for the
county.
The Moore Downs golf course.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep. I remember as an alderman, I had voted against the county's plans.
Yeah.
Quasi trial, in which we had won. The opposition won in the Landmarks Commission, but unfortunately, a couple of years later, that had been reversed. So,
yeah.
But so we can safely say that the history spans more than 50 years. Of serving Waukesha.
Yes, in fact, we had a 50-year anniversary a few years ago. So this will be 58 years.
Wow. Sure. So do you have an expected attendance in terms of a head count?
Well, we don't have a perfect head count, but what we have is respondents who have indicated that they are planning to attend. Okay. That is well over 250 respondents, and we expect that many of those are plus ones. So we're anticipating a crowd anywhere from 300 to maybe 600 people. It's hard pin it down.
Sure. Well, have there been any commitments from any local leaders to mark the occasion?
No, not that we're aware of.
Okay.
And I can kind of appreciate that might be a touchy spot.
Yeah.
Since they're involved in the closure.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's a good point.
But we do have some friends who have been around for a long time. We had invited former county executive Dan Varakis to attend, but I think he had some other commitment, had indicated to us that he wouldn't be able to attend.
Yeah, sure.
So.
Well, and I remember in the radio show, we talked about some of the more notable alumni, and I think one of them a former governor or a higher ranking public official?
One of our alums was the state attorney general who recently ran for state Supreme Court.
Oh, Brad Schimmel. Okay.
Former county executive in Dane County, Kathleen Falk, was an early graduate. I think the early 70s.
Wow.
Early to mid 70s was attended here and was a graduate.
Sure.
Dan Varakis was a student here.
There you go. Well, in another industry.
Well, for
too.
A short while too, also Paul Farrell was was on campus.
That's great. Well, and in other industries too, I know the university is well represented with alumni that are doing great things in Waukesha, I'm sure, in business and in education and other areas.
A quick story. We have an annual event honoring students who have received scholarships. We told that in the fall. And a number of the sponsors for those scholarships show up to be present when their scholarships being awarded.
Okay.
We also honor distinguished alums at that event. And so we have other guests that come to hear our distinguished alums speak.
Sure.
One guest who stopped me after the event was telling me how important this was for his start. He is a renowned heart specialist, cardiologist, who has actually several patents on devices that are used in heart surgeries.
Wow.
So that was a neat one to hear.
Sure.
And lots of other stories of folks who've gone on to do some wonderful things.
Sure. And you mentioned that there's a really concerted effort by students to conduct interviews, oral interviews or histories, if you will. So I'm sure a lot of that will be collected and archived. Will that be donated to the Historical Society, or will you be doing a time capsule of sorts, or any plans on that front?
Time capsules. There's another story there. Yeah. We will gather this, and some of it will be archived at UWM. Some of it will give to the Historical Society, or if they will take it. So we will find homes for some of this archival stuff.
Terrific. Yeah, and I remember one of the nicknames from one of our callers was the Harvard on the Hill. And I thought that was a great name.
Not so sure about that. I've heard it used on occasions, but
sure.
We've also often were referred to as the high school on the hill, so on the derogatory end on the other side.
So, well, sure. But you know, because essentially it is it's a 2-year program, right? For you can get associate's degrees. And I am of the belief that 2-year junior colleges trades are the best things ever invented. Mm-hmm. When you consider economics and affordability. Consider a lot of students that clearly don't have a plan after high school and are still and just really unsure that this helps them continue. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them end up being pointed in the right direction, you know, after completing that. So, I think it's in my view, it's a big loss for this community. I know we have WCTC, and I would believe that there's a lot more technical focus on the curriculum or the programs there. Whereas your school, UWM Waukesha, offered more, I guess, in the liberal arts or the humanities or law. And those are important, too, no matter what, how anybody frames that. And so what seems to be, I guess, the plan, I guess, for many students that want to continue their education that you know of?
So we held a commencement ceremony or a convocation ceremony, I need to say, not actual conferring of degrees, this last week. And students indicated what their plans were, our current students, where they were going and what they were going to be doing. Some are going to continue to work on their associate's degree. They can do that at UWM.
Okay.
Others are simply transferring directly in and will start regular curriculum at UWM, was the most common place where our students were going. Whitewater is the second most common, and then Madison. Okay. A few students going to WCTC. WCTC is also offering an associate degree program now. Great. So they can that part will continue in Waukesha County. It won't quite be the same as UW Waukesha was, in that it's mixed in with all of the technical stuff, and the WCTC campus is just really huge compared to us. We were a small family kind of oriented campus, which was good student life wise for a lot of students.
Terrific. So, and switching gears for a second, at the time we're recording this podcast, the Carroll University, the other school in town, their women's lacrosse team, who captured their first CCIW conference championship last week, are playing Lake Forest today at 1 p.m. in the first round of the NCAA tournament. That game is at Denison College in Ohio. So I wanted to, just a quick shout out and a best of luck to them. And it's exciting. Mm-hmm. There's been so many great strides in Carroll's athletic program, and women's lacrosse has been another great example. So wishing them the best. And then, but returning back to UWM Waukesha, Ron, what's the feeling around campus? Knowing that within a few weeks, or I guess June 30th, I guess, is the final day about the closure.
Correct. That's very interesting. That obviously there's a good deal of sadness on the part of faculty and staff who've worked there for many years, but there's been a very positive feeling and atmosphere around the campus all year. Students, our current students, have been the most joy-filled appreciative group of students that, that I can remember in recent history. And that has really helped the faculty and the staff carry through and finish out our mission. So
I really love to
they've
hear
been
that.
Wonderful. They have been wonderful.
Sure. And of course, we can't forget the faculty and staff. Is there, are you aware of what many of the plans are for continuing their careers once the school closes?
Yes. I can say that overwhelmingly faculty and staff have new positions. There are a few that I'm aware of who have not yet secured another position. But six or eight or so are still in their search processes. But the vast majority have secured other forms of employment. It's not for the faculty. For many of them, especially those continuing with UWM, they're losing their tenure, they're losing their prestige of being faculty, becoming simply instructors, or as UWM now refers to them, as teaching faculty. So they still have employment, they still have their benefits and all that good stuff that we all count on. But it's a bit of a loss too on that.
I mean, that's a big part of the academic career is that track and achieving tenure. So I'm certainly very empathetic on that. So, but on the positive side, you know, you've been involved for, is it more than 25 years? Did I get that right, Ron?
25 years, yeah.
25 years, yeah. So your silver anniversary. What have been some of your favorite memories during your time there at UW? I know that's a very open-ended question.
Yeah.
Some that come to mind.
I had previously taught at a four-year, what we call comprehensive, sort of like a Whitewater sized institution. What I appreciated was that the faculty at the Waukesha campus was very interdisciplinary. You didn't have a whole siloed department of just one academic focus. So you talked with people who were political scientists and biologists and mathematicians and shared your curriculum again with each other and kind of highlighted and bounced off of each other, which really helped, I think, the students.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because I've seen, in having gone to a Big Ten school, I've seen where there is some of that little kind of turf war or envy or whatever among departments and like you said, siloed academians. So that, that is, and I think that contributes to a very positive culture and educational environment that that was the regime, if you will.
That's been one of the highlights. The other highlight is in the student life area. There's countless things that our student life program has done over the years. And Friday was the last study day, pancake day. We had developed a tradition over the last 15 years of starting our study day with a pancake breakfast with pancakes cooked by faculty and staff. And that went off without a hitch, with good good participation just yesterday morning. So
Terrific.
That's been a fun part of campus life.
That's great. Now, will you have a specific station or anything you'll be doing for Corby's last roar?
No, I don't have a particular duty or responsibility other than pitching in and making sure that the other duties are filled. So
you'll get to enjoy yourself then after so many years of hard work.
And one duty that I do have is leading some toasts and dedications to the campus. So,
which I know from personal experience, you're well versed for that.
Well, thanks.
So Ron, I know we have less than a minute left in this first podcast. I'm grateful that you're sticking around. We're going to do a second, a shorter one, but we're really excited to continue this conversation and share these memories of the impactful legacy, I believe, that UWM Waukesha has had on our community, and I'm sure has also made an impact statewide and even worldwide with when you mentioned some of the distinguished alumni and their contributions. So I invite everyone to stick around for part two of This Week in Waukesha with Professor Ron Gulata, Interim Dean. Is that the appropriate title?
Sure.
UWM Waukesha. And thank you for spending some time with us, and stick around for part two of This Week in Waukesha, May 10th, 2025. And I want to thank Max again, my extraordinary producer, and all of you for being a part of this celebration of fine education in our beloved city of Waukesha.